Oh, baby! Welcome in! Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. 1620 The Zone mobile app. I mean, we got the brackets, George. We have the brackets in our hands.
Selection Sunday is one of my favorite days.
Oh, it's a good day, isn't it? I mean, it is a good day. You wait all year to finally hold the bracket, and there is just so much frustration with this bracket right now. You know what I hate? And we'll get, I got a bunch of thoughts, and we'll tackle all of them over the course of the next couple of days until this thing officially gets cracking on Thursday. I always have those teams that I love. You know, you always have like, you know, 7-8 teams that you really like. And is there anything more frustrating than when the teams that you like are going to see each other either in the second round or the third? You're like, don't do that.
Like, come on.
Like, I don't really like any team in the South region. The entire South region, I don't like any of these basketball teams. And in the West region, it has like a bunch of the teams that I love. So next time, if the committee could consult me and say, Nick, real quick, give me a list of what teams you like and you don't like so we can spread this thing out. The South region is like full of teams and I'm like, yeah, no thanks. I'm good. I'm good on that. I'm good on that. But certainly some, you know, here's the thing. Every year we get outraged at, like, I can't believe they did this and they did that, and can you believe that they put that team there? I mean, you're seeding 68 teams over the course of each team playing 30 to 35 games. It's hard. Like, I will never try to sit here and act like it's not really, really hard. It's hard. But there are just little things that just drive me nuts, and we'll dive into some of that stuff. Where I thought the committee, I don't have a huge issue with, like, I don't think a team, like, I don't think UNC Greensboro getting left out is an atrocity. I don't think Indiana or Clemson or NC State getting left out's like the most sob story thing you could, I don't think that, but there are some things in here that just are like, just little things like this. You know who Michigan played in the first round of the NCAA tournament last year?
Who?
Montana. And guess who they're playing in the first round of the NCAA tournament this year?
Who's that?
Montana. Like, what? Like, just switch to another, like, and I know it's, you know, it doesn't matter, but it's like, that's the stuff, like, to Montana and those players and Michigan, those players, it matters, because a part of the allure of the NCAA tournament is getting opportunities to play teams that you wouldn't normally play. You know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that drives me crazy. Like, it's not that hard to say, okay, wait a minute, so Montana played... Let's just flip-flop Montana and Colgate. And then Colgate can play Michigan. it just drives me crazy, man. Just drives me crazy. You know what else drives me crazy? Well, because I want to start local, and then we'll move to a bunch of stuff with the tournament. It never ceases to amaze me how seemingly smart people, a group of smart people, can make such collectively bad decisions. The whole way this past week, 6 days, was handled with Miles and Nebraska basketball by Bill Moose, I mean, yikes. Yikes. First of all, Bill Moose wasn't in Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. Don't care what you say, that is a part of the job. He was at his son's spring game in California. And you know what? It's just par for the course all year. Zero visibility, zero support. I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, have a sob story for Tim Miles. But come on. Guys never, I mean, he's Mr. shaking hands and all that stuff. I still kind of laugh the whole, like, remember the whole drinking thing that was a rumor and all that stuff? He's like, listen, if I want to have a beer with some people in Beatrice, that's fine. Okay, so having a beer with fans in Beatrice is more important than being at the Big Ten tournament? Okay, all right, I mean. Listen, it's pretty clear that Bill Moose wants to fire Tim Miles. That's been pretty damn clear for quite some time. But there still are aspects of visibility and publicly supporting publicly supporting the Big Red Inn that matter. I'm not saying Bill Moose has to wear a Tim Miles t-shirt and start the wave at PBA and be hugging Tim. I'm not saying he's got to, but like, be visible, be there. Last week's no-show of the Big Ten tournament, whiff. But the biggest whiff was what transpired after the quarterfinal loss in the Big Ten tournament for Nebraska at the hands of Wisconsin. So Tim Miles goes to the podium after the game. And tells the media there will be an announcement in 45 minutes from Bill Moose, and he doesn't know what it is. What? So either Miles got, you know, tipped off that this announcement was coming, or Bill Moose said, hey, Tim, just so you know, whenever you guys lose 45 minutes after the game, I'm going to release a statement. Okay, cool. Just out of curiosity, Bill, what's the statement about? Not going to tell you. What? Huh? And then 45 minutes later, here comes the announcement from the university. Quote, we will await Sunday's announcement to see if we receive an invitation to the NIT. Once our season is completed, my evaluation of our men's basketball program will draw to a close. What? You want to see what the NIT committee does? You want to see what the NIT looks like? Does this mean you're still evaluating? You know what I mean? Like, does this mean what Nebraska does in 2 days against Butler is does this mean you're still evaluating? You have had 2 full years to evaluate Miles, year and a half. And you have 7 years of a body of work to look at. And you want to see what the NIT committee says and what these NIT games look like? What? I would have released no statement before I released that statement. I mean, basically, that's a statement that a statement is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I have your announcement, your attention, please. I just want to announce that I'm going to make an announcement. Thank you. Like, that's pretty much what that was. Or the announcement also kind of says, hey, everybody, I'm going to fire Miles, but, like, just hang in there with me for another few days. Like, I'm going to fire him, but just, like, hold. I mean, let's just hold on. I personally think if you're going to fire Tim Miles, I think allowing him to coach in the NIT is not the best idea in the world. I mean, what if Nebraska goes on a run? Which I'm not sure they will. But what if they go on a run? I mean, what if Nebraska continues? I mean, they played well in Chicago, right? They beat Maryland. Like, what if they go on a run here? And they beat Butler, and then they maybe go to TCU and win. And then they go to Creighton and win. And they go to New York, and they're in the fight. Like, you've made the situation more challenging if you're going to fire him. And if you're not going to fire him, then why not just say it? I just don't get it. I mean, for the love of God, either fire the guy or extend the guy. I mean, holy mackerel. But the way this has been handled to me has just not been good. I mean, you've now allowed for Tim Miles to become a pretty big sympathetic figure. And you're allowing for the national pundits to chime in and rip and criticize this whole deal. You're allowing for the players to put in their 2 cents on what they think about Miles and things moving forward, which always makes things muddy and murky and yeah. And speaking of the national pundits that have chimed in, boy, Andy Katz was politicking hard for Tim Miles to keep his job after the Big Ten tournament. He said, quote, at Nebraska, you know what? You are who you are. Nebraska has never been a basketball powerhouse, and I don't know if they ever will. There'll be a program every once in a while that maybe can get into the NCAA tournament. But they're not ever going to be a program that is going to consistently win the Big Ten. So know who you are. Know what you want at your university. Ethics and character certainly have to be at the top of that list. Okay? Hold on to that thought for a second. And then Dan Wolken, columnist, USA Today, tweeted, Tim Miles has done as good a job at Nebraska as could reasonably be expected. It's rather ridiculous they'd consider making a change, but that's the biz, I guess. You know, you hear quotes like that, and, you know, like, hearing, if I were a Nebraska basketball fan, administrator, player, hell, even a coach, some of the quotes would irk me a little bit. You know, basically, you know what basically Andy Katz and Dan Wolken just said? You know what they both just said? Hey, Nebraska basketball, come on, man. You seriously think you're going to be anything at basketball? You seriously think you can win? You seriously expect to be good? You think you're ever going to win big or win consistently? Come on, Nebraska. You're going to be the cellar dweller, and you're going to like it, and you're going to accept it. That's what those statements really said. That is what those statements really said. Come on, man. You think you're going to win? Don't make me laugh. You think you're going to... No, you're going to be right. You're going to be who you are. And you're going to accept it. And thinking anything otherwise is ridiculous. That's what those comments were.
That's exactly what they
are. I mean, let's be honest. That's what's, to me, in a weird way, the quotes and attempts from Andy Katz and Dan Wolken to back Miles almost shed a light on how shaky the program really is. Right. Come on, Nebraska. You think you can be any? Come on, man. What you think? Wait a minute. Now, you think you can, like, win? Come on, man. You think you're... Come on. Man, if I'm Jack Mitchell, I'm Nebraska ball Mike, I'm one of, like, that. Those comments would bother me. If I'm a player, if I'm an administrator, those comments would bother me. Imagine someone, whatever, we all have that goal in our life, right? Like that dream job, dream scenario, dream position, dream situation, right? I want you all to think about whatever that is right now. Your podcast, this, your listen. Think, everybody has that. When your head hits the pillow, you think about, man, if I could get that. I want you to think about that, okay? Now get that in your head. Now allow me to say this. You think you're going to get that? Come on, man. You serious? You serious right now? You seriously think you can get that? You seriously think you can get that job? You seriously can get that position? You seriously think you can run that business? Come on, man. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. You think... Man, it almost makes me laugh that you think you can be anything more than what you are right now. How's that make you feel? Well, here's what, homeboys. That's what Dan Wolken and Andy Katz just said to Nebraska basketball. Man, I played at Creighton. I didn't put on a Nebraska jersey, but this makes that makes me shake.
I got goosebumps right now.
That makes me shiver and shake.
I'm a Chicago kid, been here for 2 years, and that gives me goosebumps.
Come on, man. Come on. I mean, Andy Katz, you know what? You are who you are. Nebraska's never been a basketball powerhouse. I don't know if they ever will. They're a program that every once in a while might get in the NCAA tournament. They're never going to be a program that wins big. So you know, so know who you are. Okay. Oh, what? What? Man, what? Say it out loud. Listen, real quick. Listen, I like Tim Miles. Good guy. Always been good to me. We have a relationship. I like the guy. I've told you guys, and I've said it a whole bunch, that I don't think the administration has made Tim Miles' life easy. They've made it really hard. But say it out loud. 7 years, one NCAA tournament appearance, zero postseason wins of any kind, two games above 500, Losing record in the Big Ten, been in the play-in games in the Big Ten tournament for four of the last 5 years. And national pundits are saying, I mean, come on, Nebraska. You think you can do better than that? You think you're better than that? Come on, man. Let that sink in. Again, I like Tim Miles. I like Michael Lewis. I've gotten to know him. Awesome guy. Great offensive mind. But the idea that those results in 7 years are 100% good enough from the national pundits, whoo, boy, that's a tough pill to swallow. That's a tough pill to swallow. So, we'll see what Bill Moose does here. Now, I was really surprised with the statement. I guess he's going to wait until after the NIT. And that is just tough because I think everyone wants an answer. Fans, players, and obviously Tim Miles. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Mike before we go to break. What's up, Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're being inconsistent here. I mean, you're down on Moose for the way he's handled it. Hey, he's in a tough situation. And I remember last year, a lot of you guys, and I think you too, were saying, hey, you're going to keep him, you got to extend him. Well, how many more millions of dollars is it if you extend him and then fire him? And like you said, the overall record, great guy, Mike Kelly, our former coach, Mike Riley, great guy, but the job just wasn't there. And I got a question about Johnny, what is his name, Trueblood?
Mm-hmm.
You worked with him?
Yeah, I coached him like 10 years ago. My brother was his high school coach. Yeah.
Has he got a good outside shot based on your experience?
Not a great. He's more of a driver than he is a consistent three-point shooter. Yeah.
Because I love the kid, and to me, he should have played earlier. I mean, he proved it. I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he would have like saved the season, but like all those nights of no bench production and not getting anything from being shorthanded from those guys, like I don't understand how he never got a shot. You know, like just a few minutes here or there. That was kind of my thought.
But, and smart kid and a good athlete.
Yeah, no, and so, yeah, really smart, really smart. Mike, appreciate the phone call. 402-951-1620. All right, we're against the clock. So we got a good show. Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports, going to stop by. Verz, my guy, 1:30, going to stop by. We'll man this whole thing up. And then last room for you. Again, you can hit me up, 402-951-1620. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time.